You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Okay, I'm back. I am super stoked because this is our next element of our series. We are on this 25-part series that I have been dedicated to giving you and delivering to you in this personal development transformational space. We're supercharging 25 motivational tips to supercharge your 2024. And we're on tip number 11. And last week, I hope that you guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I listen to my own stuff. You know, artists, we sisters about shit. So we listen to our own stuff, right? But seriously, I listened to it. I played it back probably two or three times because the last element was fall in love with yourself. And how important is that? It's incredibly important. And so I listened to it. I know that it's being shared, and I'm just getting some wonderful feedback from people in regards to it. So I'm extremely excited that people are tuning in. And if you haven't, you see these icons here, literally, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, even YouTube, all of the content is defaulting right into our YouTube channel on Loudmouth TV. So, you know, we're putting the word out, putting all this wonderful empowerment, inspiration, and entertainment, all of our core elements of our value system is all into this content. And I absolutely love it. I'm tapped in and turned on. So I wanted to talk about the next tip, which is remembering to breathe. Guys, you don't even realize when you're dealing with life, a lot of times we're under undue amounts of stress or a lot of pressure. I'm not going to say it's all stress because sometimes it's just pressure. Sometimes we have just extreme deadlines. We're no nonsense. We all got things to do. Then we got all these people in the world vying for attention. We got social media all over the place. We have children, families, just all kinds of things that are parallel to our lives and of existence. And in the midst of all of that is our little selves. And a lot of times we don't even realize how much we're holding our breath, how much we're not even breathing. We're not taking the time to recognize that we're so consumed in the midst of things that we're shallow breathing, or we say not breathing at all, because it's like you're tense and you're constantly putting out fires, and or you're just having responsibilities, and so you find yourself constantly, you know your heart rate's up, not necessarily from an exercise perspective, but from a pressure point. And there's times, this is why, like, the process of meditation or deep breathing, those things are significant and have a reason and a purpose. And that's because it is so important to remember to breathe. Guys, we're going to get right into this. You know what time it is? It's Monday, and it's time for Sunny's Monday Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. San Jacinto, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating, in an exotic Zen garden, just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet, our crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Okay, guys, we are diving right into our 11th tip, which is remember to breathe, of our 25 motivational tips to supercharge 2024. And I have been consistently just knocking these out, and I'm just really excited about the ability to hone in on things that I feel that people are feeling and maybe don't have anywhere or space or time to talk about it, or they may be thinking of it or recognize and feel it, but don't have words for it yet. And that's okay, because, you know, commonly we are all in the midst of doing what we do, how we do. And because of that, it's easy to neglect ourselves. Let's just be honest. And the more responsibility you have, the more things that you're doing in your life, that is so easy to happen. It just is. And it's nothing that you're doing wrong. It's just what it is. So one of the things that I want to talk about, which is what I'm doing at this very second as I'm talking to you, is one of my talking points about remembering to breathe, which is our segment today, is number one, get in a comfortable chair and sit quietly for 5 minutes. I'm gonna just give you 5 minutes. I want you to literally challenge yourself to have a seat and sit down somewhere and just be quiet and focus on your breathing. Don't put anything in your hand, like a book or phone or any of those things, like just totally you in the chair in the space. And my suggestion is, you know, get somewhere where there's silence. And even if that means you have to put a chair in your car or put a chair on your back, walk down the street, go to a park and sit still just to get away. Because if you have a busy household, maybe you don't have a room that has a quiet space. So find a quiet space and get in a chair, sit comfortably for 5 minutes and absolutely do nothing but close your eyes and pay attention to your breathing. And what will happen probably within the first minute or so, you'll start feeling your body, your transition of your body's composition, maybe the way you're sitting, maybe the way you've been posturing yourself. I was talking about posture earlier today, and, you know, your shoulders are maybe so far forward, maybe they'll fall back, because you'll start to relax and you'll start to notice and feel your body, right? And that's one of the things that's amazing, that you don't even realize to the complexity of how you're existing, and you don't recognize that maybe other things are playing a part in your body chemistry. And one of the things that totally, totally changes the dynamic is your breathing. Of course, you can't be here in this space without breathing. We all know that. So we know that we're breathing, but how we're breathing is the part of this. The next 5 minutes, just tune into your breathing. Because that first 5 minutes, you're probably trying to get settled into the seat. And you're most likely trying to remove the thought of thinking about so many things that you may have just finished doing or that you need to do and that you're trying to find yourself handling. So you may be washing away some of your thoughts and really get into a position of sitting in a chair and filling a chair. Make sure the chair is comfortable. Remember I said that. So that next 5 minutes, just tune into your breathing totally, just to the point to where what you're hearing is your breathing and not, you know, your voice or the inner thoughts that are running rampant through your head. And in the process of in that next five minute block, which is my next tip, is for you to have gratitude for your ability to breathe. Like, just think about the fact that I can sit here and breathe. Because there's some people that are using oxygen to breathe. They're masked up. They're walking around with little tanks. And so they need a support system to breathe. So the biggest blessing in this is that, one, we can breathe. If you're able to breathe on your own, even if it's shallow breathing, you know, if you're a smoker and your breathing is a little raspy, you know, maybe this is some time that you'll exercise your lungs. So don't smoke or do anything while you're sitting here in this moment. But just give gratitude for your ability to breathe. Just recognize the value system in that ability and what you're able to do at that time period. And let that just kind of resonate to be the thought that you think about for the next 3 to 5 minutes. And in that, in itself, you're going to have a whole nother vulnerable revelation of just how much time can be such a short window of time that could feel so long to get silent, to get quiet, to get still, and to inwardly recognize outwardly what we're doing. So remembering to breathe gives us an essence of slowing down, of gratitude, appreciation. It is a humbling thought and experience when you recognize that, you know, think about it. It's just been 4 years ago, this time period that COVID was taking over the world. And there were people dropping and dying because, number one, the biggest thing they were talking about is I can't breathe. I can't catch my breath. I'm not able to breathe. And, you know, COVID has the ability to hit all these underlying things. And God forbid if you had a respiratory issue. You know what I'm talking about. If you have asthma, bronchitis, just different things that challenge and can consume lung capacity to where it's a challenge for you to breathe. So even if you are one of those people that have any of those elements, you'll get a bigger and better understanding of where I'm coming from to those who may not have those issues. You know the value system of being able to breathe and not having to hit some Embiterol because your asthma is so bad and you can't catch your next breath. So I think it's just important that this particular segment talks about breathing, but underlining is gratitude and the reckoning of our lives in concordance to how we're conducting ourselves within it. So we have to take time out, man, just to be still. And really and truly, this is an exercise. Don't get it twisted. Breathing, there are people who are now certifying and learning to teach others how to do deep breathing. Right. I have a cousin that has an album on Apple Music. My cousin Chanel, love you, Shook. She's got a whole album dedicated to that space. And I know that she has been working yoga and all kinds of things that element into that. You know, some people are into Pilates and just different things. And, you know, I'm in California right now. So, you know, that this is a real thing here. So those types of things are not to be taken for granted or to be taken lightly. And they're real aspects of us that can become so much more profound for us in our day-to-day approach to life. So I want to make sure that you understand that even as corny as it may sound, even as trivial as it may make you feel, it's important that you do it, period. There's no skip around a trace, because think about, like, if you're an athlete and you're running hard, soccer, basketball, football, and you're sprinting, and you're exerting all of that energy, and you're on offense, defense, whatever you're doing, and then you get a timeout, what you doing? You grabbing something to drink and you working to catch your breath. So you know that you need that next win to attack and go to the next level of whatever it is that you're looking to accomplish as an individual and as a team. So guys, as an individual, let's catch our breath. Let's pay attention to our breath and give it the recognition, the observation, and the time that it needs. And watch what transformation occurs. Guys, that's it. I'm done. I hope that we're on the same wavelength, and I hope we're staying steady with it. And if any time you feel like you need to go back, listen to these segments, if you feel like you missed something, something wasn't clear, you need to go back and listen to it and get your own interpretation of how it reflects in your own life, that is more than okay. Matter of fact, it's wonderful, because then I know you're listening, one. Number two, I know that you're recognizing the application of something of self in connection to what I'm talking about, and that I pray that it gives you a reverence of ability to reach higher within ourselves, because that's the point of perspective of it. So I am bidding farewell on this episode, and I look forward to talking to you guys soon on the next tip of the 25 Motivational Tips to Supercharge Your 2024. Later.
Hi, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information, or just tell me you're coming, 951-658-3211, or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.